It is just about 9 minutes after 8 a.m. on your Friday morning. We're throwing you for a loop today. I have a guest with me for a quick little message here, a little talk. We're going to talk a little safety. Lieutenant Christian Perrin.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
How are the roads?
They're pretty bad.
It was not a good time.
No. Yeah, the roads are slick. Be careful out there. The Worcester Post units are currently on scene of a two-vehicle crash and possibly involving a fatality. So I'm currently doing two things at once, listening to that and talking on the radio and making sure people are driving safe.
So if you hear other voices, it's just us in the room. It's the radio.
Yes, I am multitasking currently.
Which you should not do while you're driving.
Yes, but I'm sitting here.
He's sitting here safely.
At a desk.
So. In studio.
So we're good. No, the roads are getting bad. The snow's going to keep coming down. ODOT's doing their best to get out there and make sure that the roads are clear. But do us a favor and do your part and drive slow. On the way down here, I saw somebody overtaking somebody on 83, actually overtaking two cars in the snow. And like, why are we doing this? Just slow down. Be careful. Take your time.
Well, and especially on 83.
Yes.
Like, boo.
Well, especially if you look, what was it? Back in January, beginning of January, I think the 5th. Yeah, January 5th, we had a fatality on 83.
Oh, yes.
Right. Somebody passing on a double yellow. Yeah. So, yep. Go out there. Be careful today. The roads are going to be slick, but We're doing our best to get out there, and ODOT's doing their best to get the roads clear for you.
And so give the plows plenty of room to do their thing and don't crowd them.
Yeah, and I don't know if they canceled schools down here.
No.
But they no?
Oh, no.
Ashland City Schools canceled schools today.
So. Well, I think it hit in Ashland before it hit here.
Probably.
Because it's coming from that direction. I've been watching the radar all morning, getting highly disappointed.
But yeah, so be careful.
And other news coming from the Worcester Post.
Just a little bit. So today will actually be my final day doing the radio show. I'm transferring to our mental health and wellness section in Columbus. So there will be a new post commander here soon at the Worcester Post coming down here to give you all of your traffic safety information.
And you're not going to be a stranger. You'll still come around because mental health is everywhere.
No. Yes. Yeah. It's very important because I think people don't realize with law enforcement how much our mental health is impacted by the things that we see and do on a daily basis. And it's very important to me to be able to get down there and help people who may be struggling with the things that they've encountered and things like that and be able to get them help when they need it.
And you guys see a lot, especially dealing with like what you're dealing with today, dealing with a potential fatal and stuff. So having those services is important.
Right. So they say that the average person, civilian, going through their lives will see 2 to 3 traumatic events throughout their entire lifetime. The average law enforcement officer will see several hundred in their career. So in a 30-year span. So that takes its toll on you both mentally and physically. Just so my goal and my new role will be to make sure that if people do start to reach that burnout time period or they do start to see the effects of all those traumatic events that we're able to get them the help that they need.
And you have some companions that can help with that.
Yes, we have two. I believe they're going to be called crisis canines now. So,
ooh, fancy terms.
Yes, crisis canines. So anytime that there's a critical incident or an event where emotions may be raised or people may be in a altered mental state, we can take those canines there to kind of help calm those tensions and refocus that attention onto something else.
So a very important role for those canines to be a part of to help with the mental health of the troopers.
Yes, and they'll help out. We help facilitate what's called a post-critical incident seminar. We do 5 of those a year down in Columbus, and that's basically a seminar where law enforcement, first responders, so dispatchers, corrections officers, firefighters, EMS, anybody who's considered a first responder or a first responder adjacent can come down there and get some of the help that they may need. And those canines will be down there. And it's a great program. So even here in the Wayne County area, or Wayne and Holmes County area, for first responders that are, maybe the job is starting to get to you a little bit. You're feeling it. You're having trouble going to sleep. You're taking longer to wake up in the morning. You just kind of reaching that burnout kind of phase. The program is a great way to help address some of those issues that you may be encountering.
And you said there's five of those?
There's five of those. So there's four regular ones, and then one per year. The one we have coming up in April is for command level staff only. So police chiefs, fire chiefs, administrative roles, not so much that first line. So with that administrative role, those police chiefs, fire chiefs, stuff like that, they're stressed, but it's a different type of stress on top of all of the other.
And then helping them recognize the signs in their folks too.
Right. So it's a great educational thing for people to be able to come down there and notice when people might be reaching that point where, hey, I think you may need some help dealing with some of the things that you've seen or encountered throughout your career.
So it sounds like a very important new role. While we'll miss you here at the Worcester Post, we are counting on you to get us another new good lieutenant to come in and step in and be able to handle things just as well.
Right. Kind of out of my hands in the grand scheme of things, but I will make sure that when the new lieutenant gets here, that he has a seamless transition coming down and stepping into to the role of educating down here with WKLM.
Well, and the Worcester Post has great troopers, even beyond the lieutenant role. And so no matter who you're encountering from the Worcester Post, you're not going to have an issue.
Right. No. In troopers at the Worcester Post, Ashland Post, actually throughout the state, we pride ourselves on being that top-notch agency. So that our goal for the citizens of the state of Ohio is anytime they see one of us, they know what they're going to get, and it's going to be respectful and compassionate. And we are the people who are called there at your worst moment, and we want to make sure that you are taken care of well.
It's a good motto to have.
Yeah. Yes. I think it's our
mission. Our mission versus statement. Motto. Yes. Well, this is it. Last words.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to me for the last year.
We've been a trip. We are hilarious.
Yes, listening to my bad dad jokes. And
I don't know whose are worse. Yours or mine.
Like that. Well,
at least a dad.
I had to throw this one out there for you. My last dad joke closing out. Were you aware of that company that makes the yardsticks?
Mm-mm.
Well, did you hear that they're not making them any longer? Anyways, all right. Leaving it on that one. But no, thank you very much. Please drive safe today. And I appreciate
Remember all the things.
Yes. Oh, we got to go down the list. Don't use your phone. Wear your seatbelt. Don't speed. Don't follow too close. Don't drink and drive. There's probably a bunch more.
Make good decisions.
Yes, make good decisions. Do all those things. I appreciate it. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. That is, for his final time, Lieutenant Christian Perrin of the, well, still of, but not much longer of, Worcester Post.
Office of Personnel Employee Wellness.
There you go. That's the official. I can hardly remember Worcester Post half the time, so we're going with that. We're going to take a little break. We'll have some tunes for you. We may still get some little 8 a.m. jam sessions in. We're going to take a quick break, and then a request from Lieutenant Perrin will be right after this break on WKLM.